This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A new Austin nonprofit is trying to get candidates ready for local office. It's similar to organizations like Emily's List, which preps Democratic women to run for elected office. But as KUT's Audrey McClinchy reports, this one's a little different.
It's 5 p.m. on a Friday in an East Austin bar. Business is pretty slow. Half a dozen people occupy some of the blue velvet booths. The music's bumping pretty hard, considering how few people there are. A woman named Lee Salinas walks in. She carries a duffel bag.
Hi, we're ready for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if you would grab your ID for me, and then if you want to fill this out.
Salinas works as an accountant at a local food company. She checks into her room at the Native, the hostel on East 4th Street behind the bar. Salinas is one of 25 Austinites picked to take part in the inaugural AT Accelerator, but we'll get to that in a bit.
This is your room.
First, let's settle in. There are 6 bunk beds, 1 toilet, and a shower. Curtains along each bed mean you get some privacy.
I've had quite extensive of a hostel experience. This is by far the nicest.
But enough about the fancy digs. Are you going to run for local office one day?
I think so, yes.
But Salinas is a local government newbie. Have you been to City Hall before?
I've been outside the building. I remember there was like the bike to work day. They did a big thing outside of City Hall, but I've never walked in.
We need an entity in this town that focuses on getting people ready to run for council.
Ward Tisdale heads up the Center for Austin's Future, a local nonprofit. The organization's biggest project, Tisdale's calling it the AT Accelerator.
A candidate school that adopts tech accelerator-like qualities.
Which means it's going to get competitive. Participants come for a weekend retreat and then 6 classes once a week on specific city issues, transportation, budget, land use. Then they'll be asked to pitch themselves as a candidate for local office.
At the end of this program, we'll have a winner.
Tisdale says that winner, or several promising participants, could get funding to run a campaign. But first, they have to get through the weekend. On Saturday morning, the group hears from panelists about Austin's history and the local media. They break for lunch and then head out on a tour of the city on electric bikes. Salinas takes it all in stride.
I have never ridden an electric bike. I'm in uncharted waters.
At the new Austin Central Library, we dock our bikes.
I'm upset I forgot my library card. I actually have a hold here.
That would have been really practical.
And we tour the building. After the library, the group bikes through the Seaholm District, where high-rises and a Trader Joe's have replaced a city power plant. In Plaza Saltillo, the 10 acres between East 4th and 5th that's being turned into apartments, office, and retail space. Why these places? Tisdale says they represent how Austin should strive to develop as the city grows.
The mixed use is definitely the best way to develop. It's the way we used to develop decades ago, and now we're returning back to the future. What's key to Austin is not greenfield development, it's how we reuse the assets that we have.
Which brings me to what defines the people who've been chosen for this accelerator.
You know, there's a lot of dichotomies in politics. There's left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. What we're focused on is past, future.
Tisdale and I talk about this back at the hostel. The group's fairly diverse. They're writers, college students, CEOs of local businesses. And they're young. The average participant is 35 years old. But they're not just anyone. The final group's been whittled down from 50 applicants. I run the model by this woman.
Hi, my name is Patsy Woods Martin, and I'm the executive director of Annie's List.
Annie's List preps women to run for state and local office. Martin's been in the candidate school business for a while now. And she says the training offered by her group has never asked people to apply. That's by design, especially when you're targeting a group of people who historically have not held office.
Women have a hard time deciding to run for office, and so we want to provide the opportunity to understand the process to as many people as possible.
And Annie's List doesn't train just any woman.
Our mission is to elect pro-choice, progressive women to office across the state.
And the AT Accelerator doesn't train just any Austinite. The program focuses on how the city can build environmentally friendly and walkable neighborhoods through denser construction and a variety of housing types. But those ideas also make some longtime Austinites anxious. This type of development has been going up in place of businesses and homes on the city's historically working class east side. I asked Tisdale, isn't this just a school pushing real estate interests?
That's just a kind of a hollow argument. It's really about change. We are growing. We have 100 people move here a day. And in order to preserve what we have in Austin, which is a great quality life, we have to change. And if we don't change, we're going to become an elitist city where only the rich can live, and it'd be predominantly white and not diverse.
It's Sunday morning. I check in on how Lee Salinas is handling the adult sleepover.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I think I got in bed around 11.
That's better than the guy who went to bed at 3:45 a.m. On the last day of the retreat, the group hears a presentation on the city's demographics and transportation. There's a session on how to run a campaign featuring former Austin Mayor Lee Cook. There's a speech from State Senator Kirk Watson to hype everyone up. Tisdale closes it out with some housekeeping.
Just take all your crap. and this is it. Let's go.
I help Salinas gather up all her so-called crap.
Okay, quick right. Scan. I think I'm good. Nothing left.
Got makeup, toothbrush.
She grabs her bags and heads to the door, but not before I ask her one more thing. Pitch yourself as a candidate.
I'm from the business community, and one thing former Mayor Lee Cook kept bringing up was infrastructure, but also understanding the financial position of our city and understanding our debt. And I think that's something that the business community does all day long. So I am super excited. I've just been thinking about how can I take my business skill set and, you know, my accounting skill set and my, you know, acumen with numbers and business and apply it to these city problems.
And then she's out the door, accelerating away to take a nap, she tells me. Audrey McGlynn Shee, KUT News.